We go right there. We could be a little unconventional tonight, stray a little from the path. The end of last year, we ended off with a mice. We were talking about the concept of Talmud Torah, opinion, teaching Torah's opinion. And I was just thinking this afternoon, actually, my phone call from the States. So someone reminded me, didn't know, it slipped my mind, that today is 9/11. So I don't know, I just had this, I was reminded around 6 o'clock this afternoon. So I figured I'll just be, before we go weiter, we'll stray a little bit from the Gemara for a few minutes, and we'll build on what we ended last year with, and maybe be inspired a little bit. We had said that someone who's a Loimei Torah, Boilem Hazeh, so he's zechet to be Loimei Torah, Boilem Habo. More I said. And one of the reasons that we discussed was the concept of the Maisa when you teach, like we said over from Shlomo Hyman, Shiva Tarbidaskar and Vacha, before they was Shiva in Europe, that you teach somebody something, that's not where it ends, that's where it starts. And therefore, that person now knows something that you taught him. He gives it over to his children, his grandchildren, his talmidim, his neighbors, people he works with. It grows. It's very broad-reaching. So I just want to share with you some. I guess it's not reminiscing, but the Yad Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, does a lot of things. And sometimes we don't notice. And sometimes it takes something a little off the beaten path, a little extraordinary to jar us. And make us realize that there's a purpose for everything, although we might not always get it. But there's a reason why things are happening. We had just started our yeshiva in Brooklyn, a couple miles away from where this took place, 2 miles, maybe a mile and a half, and we had started a few days before the school year started when this episode took place, and it had an amazing effect on everybody around. I don't know, maybe some of you were there at the time. I don't know if you, where you're from and whatever, but being there, knowing a lot of people there, knowing people who went there and made it home, knowing people who went there didn't make it home, not one, not two, but many, 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 it gets you to realize the concept of binyan. I remember it was like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. 11:30 is a couple hours after, and someone walks into the Beis Medrash by us, covered in dust, covered, head to toe, mamish. There wasn't an inch. There wasn't, and he sits himself down, totally exhausted. The guy was totally spent. He just walked the 2 miles from Manhattan to our yeshiva. He had a son that was learning by us, and he worked downtown. And there was obviously no buses, no trains, no anything, so he walked back. He lived in Jersey, he couldn't get all the way back home, so he came to the yeshiva. Just to figure it out. So He walked in, and it was a busy day because people were very distracted. But he saw boys learning. He realized that while the world is involved in destruction, when it comes to Liman HaTorah, it is the exact opposite. And it gave him a tremendous chizuk, someone who had lost a lot of friends of his. And to see that the world wasn't coming to an end, it was just restarting in a different oifen, so to speak. And Rabbi Victor Miller, he speaks with the concept of talking about the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why Nisim happen are to make us give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zichru Nefleisa Vasha Asa. Pasuk in Tehillim says that Zichru Nefleisa Asher Asa. We have to remember the Nefleisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Now, obviously, David HaMelech is talking about the inyanim of, for example, Amon. Rav Yigma always brings down the Maisa, where try to put yourself in the shoes of somebody that was born in the Midbar. He grew up in the Midbar, and now he comes into Israel and he sees that someone could plant a little seed, and out of that grows a wheat field, and who knows what. He never needed that. He never saw such a thing in his life. All he saw was in the morning, you went out, your food was ready for you. It fell from Shemayim. He saw the man. We go and buy a loaf of bread and just, no big deal. What's a loaf of bread? We don't understand what went into making that loaf of bread. And therefore we don't give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. But somebody who didn't ever needed it because the loaf of bread fell in a full loaf, you never, you don't got a plant, what's a wheat kernel, what's baking, what are you, the whole thing is strange, it's foreign. And we are mechuyev to zichru nefleisav, remember the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that person who's makir, the Yad Hashem. It's a tremendous avodah. It's a very hard job to be able to pull it off. And to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Gemara and Megillah where Bikshu Malchei Ashores, that Malchei Ashores wanted to say Shiva at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my Siyodei Tovim Bayom, Atamayim Shiva. The Goyim, my creations are drowning and you're going to go give Shiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Avigdor Miller asked the Kasha, he said, what do you mean? Klal Yisrael said, Oz Yoshiah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very excited to hear the Oz Yoshiah from Klal Yisrael. So what was the difference why Klal Yisrael was able to give praise and it wasn't a taina of Maisa Yodei Tzvuim Bayom that Hashem's creations are drowning? And when the Malachim wanted to say Shiva, Hashem had a taina on them. Avigdor Miller answers, because the Malachim were not commanded to use Nisim to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichru Nefleisav Asher Asa is going on Klal Yisrael. That they see something happen and they give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would have been a big tefiyah, a big tain on Klal Yisrael if they didn't say Oz Yoshiah. Because the Maaseh, that's how they grow. That's his Lashon. His Lashon is that Klal Yisrael because the nest was for them. So, just take a few seconds. Tremendous nisim happened. Tremendous, tremendous things. Books are written on it. Pages and pages of articles. So much is written from what we would say is like the small, if you could use that word, nest, to things that are amazing, that just the far logic, the amount of things that went on, it's amazing. It's amazing. And Lamaisa, Kedai, I think, even if you don't know anybody that was Nebuch killed or Lahepach saved, even if you don't feel that connection. But it was something that affected the Yidden, and we know that something that affects the Goyim is also happening for the Yidden. It's also happening for the Kol Parani Sabala Olam, is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, only because of Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants that Klal Yisrael should wake up. Whatever the Cheshbon is, whatever we're supposed to learn from it, whatever tikkun we're supposed to make, for the Maisa to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no question that that's why it's happening. And it's an opportunity. The day shouldn't go by as something we experienced, something we were very close to, all of us, in one way or another, very, very close to it. And it's kedai to take a few seconds to just, whatever the limud is, we each have to take maybe our own limud from it. But suffice it to say that there are a lot of people who were saved in a very miraculous way. Yes, there were Nebuch, a lot of people that were killed. A lot of people that were killed. But the Maisa, it doesn't take away why Hashem picked this one and not that one and the other one. Tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. One Yid wouldn't leave. He could have left. But his working partner, the paraplegic, wouldn't leave. Stayed with him. Someone, I know the father. I know this person's father. The one who was Niftim. I know his family. Lived just 3-4 blocks away from me, basically. And Lamaisa, it's why he did it, how he did it, what he did. I don't even understand myself. I don't understand myself. But people, that's the way it is. And yet, then there are people who had tremendous nisim. A lot of my friends, a lot of them, 20, 30, Hatzolah members that were there, that were b'sakana gedayla. Sakana gedayla, and were saved. Nisim, nisim. Mamish nisim, nisim.
Happened during the sleepers. So many people missed being there because they were in the middle of sleep.
It's correct. It's correct. A lot of people missed being there because there, a lot of people showed up there, went up, a few people, and then they forgot one thing or two things. One guy forgot his tefillin downstairs. He went back down, and just then it happened. I mean, there are books written on this. You don't need me to tell you stories and books. I'm not here for the story, Shabbat. Just a Nisim happened. Binyan happened. Yeah, there was tremendous churva. Tremendous churva. And it breaks your heart, and the limudim that we have to take from that, we have to take from that. But at the same time, to remember the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the time that the Satan, the Malchum Avos, was there. Tremendous chesed. Things that happened are off the charts, amazing. But I just wanted to, I felt a few minutes we should discuss it. Just, I don't know how connected any of you, any of you from New York? Anybody? Anybody from New York? Anybody?
Yeah, I was a couple of blocks away from
you. Who is that?
There are you.
Yeah, that's what, so you know the guy I'm talking about. Rabbi Lubin, Yaakov Lubin.
Rabbi Lubin.
His son was in my yeshiva, and he walked into my yeshiva. He walked from there, he walked in.
Rabbi Lubin, yeah.
Right. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about. He walked into the yeshiva that morning, and he had walked straight from there, and was covered with dirt. But he came to yeshiva, and it was almost like an oasis to a certain extent, with the distractions. But Limud HaTorah is Limud HaTorah. And the Maisha, it's an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one of ourselves will connect our own way. Whatever it means to each one of us, we all know what happened. But to remind ourselves of what happened, there's tens and tens of stories. Tens of stories. And I could be here all night telling you stories that I know first year. I know first year. You know, but Lamaisa, the purpose is to, because his Baruch Hu was there, and everything that happened was exactly the way Hashem wanted, whether we understand it or not. Everything. And it's just, it's a kedai to mention. I feel it's kedai to mention. So the Gemara, where we were up to, we just did the Amar Rava. We'll do it again. In Nayin L'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, it's around 10-15 lines down. From the top, it's at the Kreis of Ralev, Shenemar, Chiruvim HaYomois, Chiruvim HaYom HaZem HaYomois HaLam HaBoh, that we see clearly that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, because it says Yechiruvim HaYomois. And like we discussed last time, the Marsha, that he did Tshuva, and that's why it's Tafka by Ruvain, it's brought down from the Maisa Billah, where Tshuva helps that a person Zech to HaLam HaBoh, because the tshuva is accepted. Now Ravina says Mehocha, Ravina Mehocha, for Rabbi Yisheni Admas Ofer Yekitsu, Eilu L'chai Oilom, Eilu L'chep as the Deroin Oilom. This is by Daniel, that the people that were died will get up in the next world to Tzias HaMesim. And it's interesting over here, very interesting, because it says over here that the people will get up who are tzaddikim, and they're going to have nitchias forever and ever of good. And then there are people who are going to get up that are Risha, and they're going to be zeh to nitchias HaMesim, but they're going to be castigated and punished and receive some sort of, there's going to be some sort of repercussion for the fact that they were Risha, but it's still not going to prevent them from having nitchias HaMesim. It's interesting, because all the psukim we saw until now didn't show us that the Risha also were going to have nitchias HaMesim. This pasuk actually talks about that as well. And then at the end of Daniel, Rav Asher Mehocha, it said, Va'atalech l'keitz v'tenuach v'tamei l'gurelcha l'keitz v'yom. It's talking about that Daniel himself is going to die, and he's also going to come back with Tchias HaMesim. The Navi is telling him that he's not going to be around to see all the Nevuah that he set out and all the different things that were forementioned in Daniel, that he's going to die and he's going to come back. And these are three more ways that we see the concept of Tchias HaMesim brought down min HaTorah. Hagam does it from Daniel, but yet the Gemara refers to that as min HaTorah, even though it's not from a pasuk in the Chumash. Now, at this point, the Gemara interjects the third Yisoid. Remember, a couple weeks ago we had the first Yisoid, the Kolayim Shir Ba'alim HaZeh, Zerech HaLayim, he's going to say Shir Ba'alim HaBoh. And we discussed it. Then, a couple days ago, we discussed Kol HaLoimid Torah B'Olam HaZeh. He's going to be Zerecha to be Loimid Torah B'Olam HaBoh. And now, Amar Rabbi Elazar called Parnis Shemanig Yisachiba B'Nachas Zerecha U'Manhigam L'Olam HaBoh. Someone with Mefarnis, with Manig, he leads the Tzibur in this world, B'Nachas. So also will be Zerecha to be a leader in Olam HaBoh. He's going to lead, he's going to be the one taking charge. Now, it's interesting that this concept of merachim, of having rachmanis, it's brought down in Chaim Shmulevitz, Shichas Musa. He says that the Anitza, okay, now, Mamish, these days, said, Oy the Anitza, school of the grass, Yem Adin, Anitza Teva, going into Rosh Hashanah, you want to go in with and score points, you want to get a little bit of a head start, Hashem should. And it's a Torah that Hashem should, we should be Zeicha for a good year. So he says, it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, V'nosin l'cha rachem v'yichamecha kol merachem ala b'yoyis merachem olov min ha-shamayim. So it was merachem ala b'yoyis and merachem olov min ha-shamayim. Hashem has mercy on them as well. Kol she'en merachem ala b'yoyis and merachem olov min ha-shamayim. Someone who does not have rachamim to people, rigid, non-flexible, tough, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them the same way. Therefore, if a person goes against his teva, let's say he's by teva and by nature to be an achzer, he's tough, he's stubborn, and instead he's a merachim, so such a person will be zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be rachim back on him. That's the pasuk. Shenemar ki merachamim yahanag. If you lead rachmonis from abuim mayim inale. So you see the concept of nachas. And the pasuk that's brought down is ki meracham. Maisa, we this time of year, so I try to connect the Gemaras to Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashanah now, and we daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, for Rachmonis from Hashem. Nobody could go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, give me din. We're not that holy. So what we get from Kodesh Baruch Hu is his Rachmonis. And we say, our bakasha for rachamim is rachmenu harachmonis on us karachim ol albonu. Say this in the davening. Mahim arisolim and arisisif asenu tiftu ibu shoifa. So we say we daven rachmenu karachim ol albonu. In kibonim, in kavodim, rachmenu kirachim of abonim. We have to get Kodesh Baruch Hu to have rachmonis in us. Kirachim of abonim. Now, it's interesting that we use this as our analogy. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know, is afinu malkeinu. What is the purpose of Rosh Hashanah? Kedei shetamluchuni aleichem. We don't say Achet in Rosh Hashanah. We all know this is very famous, that the Yom HaDin is just to declare Hashem Melech. That's it. If you were able to ingrain in yourself Hashem Melech, you had a successful Rosh Hashanah. But there's no Achet. And the reason why is because the person has to know who he's saying Achet to, and therefore you need to say Hashem Melech to be Makabel Hashem as a Melech. So Maisa, that's why it says in Kibonim and Kavodim. But the Avodim part I understand. But what is that in Kibonim? What does that have to do over here? Maisa is, it doesn't say that we have to know, that we go to Rosh Hashanah to say Hashem Aviv. That's not the saying that we were used to. We grew up in yeshivas, we grew up in the world, and whenever we went, we heard a drasha, Shabbos, Shuvah Drasha, the Rav is going to scream from the pulpit, Hashem Melech. You're not going to say Hashem Oviv. Hagam, when we daven, we say Avinu Malkeinu. So I want to discuss tonight this concept of Oviv a little bit, connect it with Rachmanis, connect it to the Gemara of Merachim. Maybe we can connect it, stretch it to the Gemara. But Rabbi Miller used to say many, many times that the world davens the wrong way. He used to say, you ever hear people daven? This is what they do. He imitated it. I can't do a good job. But it's something like this. He would say, Avinu Malkeinu, and then they would yell, Shalach, Rafur, Shalem, L'chayle, Amecha, right? They'll scream and yell. And then they'll get to the next one. You know, can you Kasrenu receiver by Nasatu, whatever. And they're yelling. And Rigan Miller said that such a tragedy that Imamish missed the boat. It's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go like this. Avinu! Malkeinu! The rest you can say quietly. The purpose isn't the he knows what you want. The Shalakha Fu Shalem Lukhila Mecha. The kra, rei egzar dinenu. The kama goes after kra, by the way. It's not kra, rei egzar dinenu. It's kra, kama, rei egzar dinenu. But it's not the other commonly.
Come, explain that last point again, please.
Kra, kama, rip up the rei egzar dinenu. It's yeah. Not kra, rei, rip up the beard, and egzar dinenu, because it doesn't read, it doesn't hear. But it doesn't work with the niggin. But that's how he's supposed to say it. Okay. Just for the record. Okay. Yishan, I remember 20 years ago, I was a newlywed, and the chazan was got laryngitis. He wasn't able to daven. Mamish, by laning, he got his aliyah, and it was hoarse, and then during during Yizkor, he was like trying to, and he couldn't daven. So I remember that so somehow, I don't know how it ended up, but I ended up having to daven. And it was mincha. It was the first time I davened mincha on Yom Kippur, and I said Avinu Malkeinu, and I did Krawi Exadinu with the Nigin. So he had the Rashiva calls me over, and he says to me, it's Krawi Exadinu Exadinu. I said, okay. I was a youngster. Even people much older don't know. I was very thankful that he said it to me. But then he was very hurt that he said it to me, but he thought maybe it hurt my feelings. So he made me say Bepedar Amoichel, like, it wasn't necessary because I had no tinnitus. But just, I got corrected on that myself a little 20 years ago. But back to what I was saying, so Rav Ignatz used to say that we missed a boat. If we're busy yelling, Shlach Afur Shalem Chodei Amecha, so we walk away thinking it's because we davened with a lot of kavana. But we missed the boat. It's Avinu Malkeinu. That's what Umachri is, to scream and yell. Afterwards, yeah, what do we want from the Avinu Malkeinu? We want the Shlach Afur Shalem the Kasvenu B'Sefer Parnasim Chakola, the Slichu Mechilo. That's what we want. Of course, Hashem knows what we want. But he wants us to scream Avinu Malkeinu. That's what he wants from us. Im kavonim, im kavonim, rachameinu, karachim av abonim. That's what we want. You all know how our children can sometimes nag us. And they want to nag, and they... Daddy, give me this. Abba, give me that. And they can be on your case. A child knows just how much to nag, and then he does a little more. That's the difference between the Ben and the Evid. The Evid is under strict rules. He can do a certain amount, but he also knows, don't cross that line, because they're off with the head. The king can say, enough with you. The Ben, there's no lines. And he comes back for more. Because that's the nature of it. And that's what we're trying to do over here. We're trying to use that Koyach of Ben by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can take us that little extra Madrega, that little extra Nakuda of Rachmanis. Melechs don't have Rachmanis. Fathers do. And that's what we have to try to... So a guy might say, I'm not such a good son. I do a lot of things that aren't, very good. The raya is that when it comes to Al-Khayt, I don't win a star. And I'm embarrassed. So I'm embarrassed to go to the others inside of Ben. And we might think, what kind of rachmanis is he gonna have on me? I stepped out of line so many times, and I was nichshel on so many different things, and I didn't give him the nachas like a Ben is supposed to do. So that's what we might think. So on that, there's a very famous conversation that takes place, one of the most, as many very most famous conversations. But this one, is negated to us, takes place in the Chumash. And we all know the story, so I don't gotta tell you the story. But I wanna tell you the story, the part of the story that you aren't aiming on, even though you've heard it hundreds of times. Maybe more than hundreds of times. But the story needs beer. Yitzchak Avinu is dying. And he calls Esav and he says, go get me food, please, so I can give you a bracha. Rivka hears, calls Yaakov. Yaakov comes in, make him believe he's Esav, gets his bracha. Esav shows up just as the door was closing. No, get up. I'm here. I want my bracha. We all know that Yitzchak panicked. He says, who was just here? And he said, what do you mean? I'm Esav. Oh, Barachicha b'mirmo, your brother came in trickery. And I gave him the brachas. I gave him everything. It says, Vayomer lo Yitzchak aviv, mi ata? ויהם אני בן חוב אחר אחר איסר, ויהיה חרד יצחו חרודו גדוי לעד מועיד. חרודו, which is a trembling, גדוי לו, which is great, עד מועיד. It's a trembling we can't fathom. The worlds were shaking. If you look at the Midrashim over there, it was very busy in Shemayim. ויהם מי איפה היו הצצייד, who did this? ויהווה, and he came. Avarcheu, and I gave him the brachas. So Esau said back to him, what do you mean? Come on, it ain't fair, basically. And then Yitzchak says, yeah, and Yitzchak, v'yem l'Esau, hin gvir shanti loch. He's going to be, I gave him the gvir, he's going to be a gvir I gave to him. V'yasa kol echav nasati lo, la'avodim, v'dogim, v'sir, shamachtim. He said, I gave him everything. What else can I do for you? I'm out of brachas. The Pasuk says it. It's not an exaggeration. That means that anything and everything that was worthwhile being incorporated and included in a bracha that Yitzchak wanted to impart to his son, he did already. And therefore he said, more esoch. So what happens? Esav cries again, and right away, look what ends up happening. Vayan Yitzchak over, Vayemel, Vinei, Mishmanei Ovi, Yemo Yishevech, Mishal Shmei Ova, Achabas, Shichev, Shichel, Tavoid. He came up with three psukim worth of brachas. What changed? He had nothing. Then he had something. What happened over there? And we're talking about Esav again. So let's assume that he wasn't always giving that much nachas, even though he fooled Yitzchak. But at this point, the Medrash brings down that Yitzchak saw what almost happened. That was the charada gedola. He realized that he was being fooled all these years. So let me just read it to you again with the words that I left out the first time. Because this is the way the story is that we know. And this is the question on the story. Maybe you contemplated the question over the years. Maybe you haven't contemplated the question. But now I mentioned to you the question, now let's understand it with the words that I left out of the story. Okay? Vayomer lo Yitzchak aviv. Now, it didn't have to say that. It just could have said Vayomer lo Yitzchak. So, just keep it in mind. Then it says that Kishmaya Esav is divrei aviv. Not as divrei, but as divrei aviv. So he let out Yitzchak Tzok Gidol Morad Mo'ir Vayomel Aviv Bracheni Gam Ani Avi. Okay, so now we're up to the third or fourth time it says already Avi. Then you read a little bit further in the Pasuk and Yitzchak says, I gave everything away, I have nothing left for you. So you know what Esav answered back? Vayomel Esav El Aviv HaBracha Achas Hilecha Avi Bracheni Gam Ani Avi. And we're up to six, seven, or eight times over here with the Avi and the Aviv. So there, at this point, and he gave him the bracha. Once you're over, that the koyach, what did Esav do over here to be poiled, to drag out a bracha from Yitzchak that wasn't there a few minutes before? He pushed the Avi button. That's what he did. Now no one knew how to do it better than Esav because he did it all the years. And Afal P came that Yitzchak knew now exactly what kind of Rasha he was dealing with. But when that Avi button gets pushed, everything else goes away. A father is always going to think of an Esav, hook or by crook. That's what he did. He said, and therefore when Yaakov is doing what he's supposed to be doing, but when he's not, then it's yours. Like, and the Maisa, all because of the Avi button. Shemed, now of course some want to tie it with the Yisrael Kulav Yef. He cried. When a person cries, we know that the Shari Mois are never closed. Never closed. And the Mois do a lot. But that's a shmooze for a different time. When we get into slichas, we'll talk about that one. You know how it says over there, Noit Chalias. The Mois Noit Chalias, we always say in the slichas. And the Mises, how many of us are shedding tears? So who are we talking about? If we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't want to be saying something that's not true. We'll talk about that already in a few weeks. But right now, Rachmenu Kirachim of Abana, that's our job. Now, extend it. If we want to extend it, that one extra point doesn't have to only Hashem, we're all Hashem's children. And it's very hard to do it with your neighbors, your child. But if we could extend that Rachmanis that we have for our children, which is very high madrega, extended a drop in our dealings with the other people. It could be that's maybe pshat in the Gemara when it says over here benachas, and it brings on the pasuk merachamim yinagim amabui mayim yinalim. There is that concept of nachas, the way an av is noig with his ben. That at any point you push that av button, you can forget about everything. That's just a koyach, it's a nature. That a father loves his child, and the child loves his father, and that's what carries the day at the end. We have to try to use these couple of weeks on this nekuda, called Mavan Midosav. Anybody's Mavan Midosav is the same nekuda of a person's Mavan Midosav. So this is all part of this mahalach. Of preparing ourselves, going into Yom HaDin, the Nachas, Divrei Chachamim b'Nachas Nishma. There's a reason why. Because if you're going to get up and yell and scream, people tune out. That is a limud that we can walk away with. And Lamaisa, if we take it, we'll have tremendous Shat HaShemayah. Tremendous Shat HaShemayah. The pasuk says that Shekol Merachim Al Apriyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachim Olav Min HaShemayah. It means it's such an easy way to score points by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very easy way to score points by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all want that. So I just want to even say it today with therefore, accordingly, the pasuk says in Azinu, "Hatzur tamim pa'olay, chol derocha of mishpat." So, kel amuna vein avel tzadik v'yasher. Hatzur tamim pa'olay. Now, there's a lot to say on this pasuk. It has to do with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out judgment. But Chaim Shmulevitz, the Sefer, he asks, "What is it a mila that?" What's the good thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's not an ovel. He doesn't do it unjustly. He's not doing an avla. A person not allowed to be a judge and do avlas also. So that you don't say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't do avlas. A person also can't do avlas. And he says he said, that's what Tom Bali, when a regular judges a person, he doesn't take in all of the collateral damage in his judgment. He only takes in what this guy deserves. The fact that this guy's wife, children, grandparents, neighbors are all going to suffer, he doesn't even care. It's not on his radar screen. Legabe them, the judge did an avl. Reuven won't get punished. If everybody that has anything to do with Reuven, that would be with Tsar, if Reuven got punished, doesn't deserve it, Reuven will be saved. That's a term for Oloi, Kelamunav and Ovel, that there's no avla to anybody in the whole picture. And therefore, if something does happen to somebody, then everybody who's touched by that, somehow, somewhere, was connected and was supposed to get that pain. And it's not an avla. So therefore, Rav Chaim Shlomo says, it's another Eitzah Tova. Be needed by people. Be liked by people. Don't think that I don't need anybody. You need everybody. The more people that like you, the more chances are Hashem's going to say, how can I punish this guy? This guy, and that guy like him, they're going to feel bad. On the other hand, if you just
by the right people.
Obviously, yeah, Rada. But these are etzes that Reb Chaim Soloveitz brings down. They're very precious. The etzes that we all could do. We could all do them, each on our own level, each our own degree, to its own degree. But why not? You know, these are things that Chazal tell us work. It's guaranteed to work. What's going to be the end result is depending on the scales that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We don't know. That's not what we're mechuyev for. We're not even mechuyev to get a good year. We're mechuyev to daven to Hashem and ask for it. What's going to be is up to Kadosh Baruch Hu also. Mela, these are a couple of things we can incorporate into Rachmanis. And it could be that's why this person, if he does it in Nachas, he's going to be zechet to do it in Olam Haba, because he created a matzav that he should continue doing it.